From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Security is being tightened on subway systems in New York and the nation's capital after today's twin bomb attacks in subway stations in Moscow. At least 38 people were killed and dozens of others were injured. The blasts were detonated by two female suicide bombers. As Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, Russia's Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is pledging to, in his words, destroy those responsible for the attacks.
According to Russia's Federal Security Service, the bombs were filled with iron bolts and rods. Officials suspect the blasts are linked to suspected Islamist separatists from the country's North Caucasus region, which has seen an increase in threats from Islamist insurgents, who many analysts say are in a civil war with the Kremlin-backed administrations of that region. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev recently called violence in the area one of the country's biggest domestic problems, even though Russian officials recently said that strides had been made to stamp out attacks in the region. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Nine suspects linked to an apocalyptic militia group in the Midwest are being charged with conspiring to kill police officers and then to attack a funeral in hopes of killing more police. Eight of the suspects are in custody. One is still being sought. The charges follow FBI raids over the weekend on sites in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. Tennessee and Delaware are the surprise picks in the Education Department's Race to the Top competition. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports the two states will get a share of billions of dollars set aside by the Obama administration to encourage innovative school reforms.
Tennessee and Delaware were among the 40 states and the District of Columbia that applied for the Race to the Top funds to qualify for a share of the $4.3 billion states had to commit to most, if not all, of the following. States must shut down failing schools, start over, or allow more privately run charter schools to open. They must develop tougher tests tied to higher academic standards. They must make teacher training more rigorous. They must collect much better data with which to track students' progress, and they must evaluate teachers based on their students' performance and test scores. Delaware and Tennessee were not considered frontrunners, but they were open to most of these ideas. What may have hurt some states was their failure to get teachers' unions on board. States that weren't picked now have until June 1st to reapply for a second round of funding. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
Consumer spending is up for a fifth straight month, rising 0.3% in February. But at the same time, the Commerce Department says the personal incomes of Americans barely budged amid lingering high unemployment. John Sylvia, chief economist with Wells Fargo Securities, says that all adds up to restrained growth.
It suggests the economy will continue to recover, but again at a more modest pace than what you would have seen in prior economic recoveries.
And Wall Street's reaction has been somewhat modest as well. The Dow is currently up 52 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 13. This is NPR News from Washington. The Treasury Department says it's going to be selling the government's entire stake in Citigroup over the course of the next year. The Treasury owns nearly 8 billion shares of Citigroup common stock, which it got in exchange for $25 billion it gave the bank during the credit crisis of 2008. Treasury officials say Morgan Stanley will handle the sale. Northern Ireland's leading Catholic political party is dismissing claims that its leaders were behind killings and bombings carried out by the Irish Republican Army during years of sectarian violence. Larry Miller reports the allegations are in a book based on interviews with Northern Ireland militants given to Boston College on condition they would not be published until the interviewees were dead.
The book, Voices from the Grave, focuses on Brendan Hughes, an IRA comrade of Gerry Adams, now Sinn Féin's political leader and a participant in the Northern Ireland power-sharing agreement with former Protestant enemies. Among the atrocities cited, Adams is alleged to have ordered the killing of a Belfast mother of 10 who was accused of being a British Army informer. The book also describes Adams as the IRA commander who planned the first car bomb attacks in London. Hughes said he never carried out an operation without the go-ahead from Adams, and that for him to deny it is like Hitler denying the Holocaust. Sinn Féin says the allegations are not new and that Adams has consistently denied them. Over 27 years of violence, the IRA killed around 1,800 people. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Los Angeles Dodgers owner Frank McCourt is in court today, a judge considering a request by McCourt's estranged wife for $1 million a month in support from her husband. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.